The following episode explores research culture, supervision, and well-being in laboratory settings. It's designed to offer ideas, prompt reflection, and help foster positive, supportive research environments for everyone.
How supervisors can improve lab culture in chemistry to reduce stress and anxiety. The lab environment plays a critical role in shaping the mental health of students and early career researchers. High pressure expectations, inconsistent communication, and culture of overwork can contribute significantly to burnout, imposter syndrome, and anxiety. But with intentional leadership, supervisors can create a lab culture that fosters learning, well-being, and scientific excellence, not at the expense of people's mental health, but in support of it. What you can do is to model healthy work habits. Supervisors set the tone. If you are sending late night emails, skipping breaks, or consistently pushing for results, students may feel they need to do the same, even if that's not your intention. You can encourage reasonable working hours and breaks. You can also normalize taking time off and take it without any blame or guilt. Share when you prioritize rest of mental health. Balance is really a key to sustainable research. Let's keep an eye on output, but also on the well-being. You can also prioritize psychological safety. Psychological safety means that people feel safe to ask questions, admit mistakes, and express concerns without fear of being judged or penalized. You can be approachable and open to feedback. You can also respond calmly to failure or errors. Chemistry is full of trials and errors. And also try to avoid micromanaging. Trust your students' abilities while remaining available to guide. The lab is a learning space, not just a performance space. You can also foster collaboration over competition. Lab work can sometimes feel isolating or overly competitive, especially for PhD students. You can help by encouraging team collaboration and knowledge sharing. Celebrate group achievements, not just individual milestones. You can also address interpersonal conflict early and constructively. The goal is to create a lab culture that really values community, not comparison. Also, try to make space for regular human check-ins. Schedule informal one-to-ones that go beyond technical progress. Ask questions like, how are you finding the workload lately? What's been energizing or draining about the research? Even a short chat can open space for students to speak about what they're really struggling with. You'll get particularly interesting insight. Active listening and empathy will go a long way. You can also create a clear expectation and feedback loops. Ambiguity around expectation is a major source of anxiety. Therefore, try to be clear about timelines, responsibilities, and standards. You can provide a constructive and timely feedback, not just when things go wrong. And try to celebrate the small wins and recognize the effort. Students thrive when they know where they stand and what to expect. It's also important to champion inclusivity and belonging. Lab culture must be safe and inclusive for everyone, regardless of background, identity, or access needs. Be mindful of how privilege and exclusion can play out in academic space. Try to amplify diverse voices and actively listen to underrepresented students. Ensure everybody feels welcome at the bench, not just in theory, but in day-to-day life. Belonging in the lab leads to better science and also healthier scientists. Also, try to encourage use of support services, promote awareness of mental health and well-being services that are available at your institution. Let your students know that it's okay to struggle. Help is available, and using it is a sign of strength, not a weakness. You support their well-being as much as you're going to support their academic growth. You can also bring in well-being professionals to speak at group meetings or retreats. Reflect and also adapt the culture together. Involve your lab group in shaping the culture, and you can consider running feedback forms or reflective sessions on the lab culture. Hold space to discuss work-life balance, values, and support systems. review shared norms and practices regularly, and try to adjust them where needed. It's important to remember that culture is not static. It's something that we will build together. So you don't need to overhaul your entire lab to make a difference. Even small shifts like more encouragement, clearer communication, better balance can help reduce the stress and anxiety many students feel. When lab members feel safe, supported, and respected, they do better science and they stay healthier while doing it.